With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Get ready for a military parade planned for Washington, D.C. this summer.
There will be a military parade on June 14th, President Donald Trump's 79th birthday, which also happens to be the Army's 250th birthday. It commemorates the 1775 authorization of companies of riflemen by the Continental Congress. The plan calls for about 6,600 soldiers to march from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall, along with 150 vehicles and 50 helicopters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Aid workers say warehouses in northern Gaza have been looted as desperation for aid spikes after more than 2 months of Israel's blockade. Organizations in Gaza say looting has continued for several nights by unidentified armed and unarmed individuals. A major education program is surviving proposed budget cuts.
President Donald Trump's administration has apparently backed away from a proposal to eliminate funding for Head Start. That's the preschool program that educates more than 500,000 children from low-income and homeless families. On a call with reporters, an administration official said there would be no changes to it. Head Start supporters had been worried after a leaked Trump administration proposal suggested defunding it. Project 2025, the conservative blueprint drawn up by the Heritage Foundation, also called for cutting Head Start. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. Changes on the way south of the border, the Mexicans say it will gradually reduce the standard work week from 48 hours to 40 hours. It will take full effect by January 2030. And, of course, we have the sovereignty out dueling 3-1 favorite journalism down the stretch to win the 151st Kentucky Derby. A new parental rights law for Indiana, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging. A British human rights group says nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith last year by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase over 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Freedom is also concerned about the so-called Muslim morality police who abuse Christians on the streets. They're also penalized businesses that allow patronage by women. This is SRN News. Regardless of size, these canines get along just fine. Keith Peters has more.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who is the size of a small horse. Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by the Guinness Book of World Records. Pearl stands at 3.59 inches. Reginald measures in at a whopping 3'3". Keith Peters, Washington.
As we mentioned, sovereignty outdueled 3-1 favorite journalism down the stretch to win the 151st Kentucky Derby by 1.5 lengths. Trainer Bill Mott won his first Derby in 2019, also on a sloppy track when Country House was elevated to first after Maximum Security crossed the finish line. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.